Dernière question, last question, Amy Johnson.
Thank you. Hi, Joel. Earlier today, you said that tonight, after a long layoff and injuries to your lineup, you wanted to just turn the guys loose tonight. Yeah. How do you feel they responded, and how do you feel? I mean, 60 shots on goal certainly was a response.
Yeah, you're right. I think they were. I didn't know. And Amy, you know what? We've changed a lot of, you know, shuffled the lineup, shuffled mm-hmm. the lines. You're never quite sure how it's going to be after a big layoff. It's like we said today, we feel like it's been months since we've played. It was a different layoff. It was long. And I thought we practiced well. I thought we were really good in what we're trying to do. But it's still a layoff. So I wasn't quite sure how we would come out. After the first period, I was pretty pleased where we were with our conditioning, where our pace, where everything. And in the second period, I thought we took a step. Now, the result is not exactly what we want, but you're right, 60 shot. I mean, and to me, they were not just, we were shooting from everywhere. It was high quality shot, and we've missed the net a lot in some chances. So we got to take a debrief tomorrow like we do with the boys. And I think they were disappointed, which, you know, it's understandable. And that's what, you know, winning is hard. You know, you can, mm-hmm. you can do everything right and maybe not win all the time. And the debrief tomorrow will be, we didn't do everything right, but we'll never will. And, you know, and now let's see how we can tweak it up and be better and be better and be better. This is the challenge all the time. So I thought they played hard. Their attitude was great. Amy, you know how that is. You don't score for two periods. You have so many shots, so many scoring chances. It's easy to fall on the undiscipline, on the whining, on the ref, on teammates, on none of that. My first word on the top of the list for the guy between the second and third was like attitude. I'm so proud of you for the attitude. I didn't really care about the 1-0 game. I just liked the way the guy played hard, play free, and stuck with the plan. And we scored early in the third. And I think it was one of those games where we scored and they scored back and you know, puck at highs, and it was just one of those games. And you kind of lose it and you're like, yeah, it's not great, but you like the effort and the investment that the guy did.
Congratulations are in order for clinching the division. However, what for you do you take away from the Rocket getting their first division championship?
I just think the guy, I said to the French media, it's about the player doing what they should be doing. And my vision, or what me and Dan would tell them, and it's a bit of irrelevant if you know, they're not actually buying in and doing it. And they're doing a great job to buy into the adjustment, and they like each other and they care for each other. And so it's really their moment in a season where, you know, it's not great. let's not kid ourselves. But we still going to play half a season in a pandemic, which we'll remember for the rest of our life. And I feel our team grow and our program grow and our player grow. And we've talked about a few things this week, me and Dan Jacob, and going, is that me or those guys are getting better still? Like, and today with the 60 shot, you know, you got to stay humble, stay hungry, but you got to assess that a couple of things the guy did, I'm like, they're getting better. You know, like mm-hmm. they're not sitting back. We're going forward. Again, we debrief tomorrow. We'll know there's stuff that we need to be better, but we'll, as for the big layoff we had, like I said, I'm happy about the effort, the investment, and all the new moving parts.
Great. Thanks, Coach.